It is 9:50. Debbie Monterey and Tom Ackerman here. Total Information AM continues. Lots of TV shows and movies have been set in Missouri, but since a tax credit for TV and film production ended about a decade ago, most of those productions are filmed elsewhere. But new legislation making its way through the legislature would revive those credits and maybe the industry. Joining us right now is Michelle Davidson, president of Film in Mo, a Missouri Motion Media Association. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. We just walked off of the floor testifying in front of the House Economic Development Committee, and it went amazing. So we're so excited to share what we're trying to do here at the Capitol.
Excellent. So tell us a little bit about these new tax credits, and do you feel like they have, since you said it went amazing, broader support this time around? Because for a while, it was kind of poo-pooed, like it wasn't an important thing.
It was poo-pooed. Okay. There was less poo-pooing happening today. The questions were great. They were very engaged. I think because we are one of 15 states that don't have an incentive, and these other states are not only adding incentives, but they're raising their cap. They're wanting more. They're seeing the programs work. It's easier for folks to get behind it. The industry is changing. We also have a great example of the show called Tulsa King, which was supposed to be set in Kansas City. And we were here last year talking about, there's this show that's called Kansas City about a mob boss starring Sylvester Stallone. It could be filmed here if we had an incentive. And now we get to see that it's getting a lot of press. It just got picked up for a second season. And it's called Tulsa King. It shouldn't be. And we lost out on, if you assess for two seasons, about $50 million. And when you talk money, I think it gets through to folks. They understand, okay, this could be a really good thing across the state of Missouri.
We've had shows like Ozark, which was a huge hit for Netflix, award-winning, and of course it was filmed in Georgia. Season of Fargo was supposed to be set in Missouri. It was filmed elsewhere. So how sure are you that a tax credit would secure shows like that to actually film here?
Well, we have with us Steph Shannon. She is the film commissioner in Kansas City, and she gets those questions when folks try to come here and they want to film in Missouri. So I will let her answer that question.
Hi, everybody. We have a lot of things in the pipeline already. We have some production companies waiting to find out if this passes by May. Myself and the other film commissioner in the state, Andrea Sporsit-Klund at the Missouri Film Office, and one of our counterparts in St. Louis, Renee Eichelberger, we get inquiries all the time, but we're also reaching out and recruiting all the time. The incentive question is the first question we are asked. But what's great is we have so many things in the pipeline and the queue. There's a Missouri Story script writing program that Andrea started, and there are over 500 scripts set in Missouri that have passed through that program. So we have all the content just waiting. We are ready for this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who's competing with us here and who's asking for more? The most famous one I can remember, the most recent movie, would be Up in the Air. Right here in St. Louis. We've had many others, but that's the most recent. Who are we losing out to here? Everybody?
We're losing out to the other 38 states plus and Canada. One of the really exciting things is we have a Missouri-based company that makes heartfelt movies, and that's Hallmark. And they testified today, representative from their organization, talking about how they make 92 movies a year in quaint towns. I mean, it just screams Missouri. And the majority of those are filmed in Canada because we're not just competing with states, we're also competing with other countries. But they had about nine that were filmed in the in states here that have vibrant film incentives. And so they did not say, oh, we're committing to film in Missouri, but they said, we would love to film one of our or a few of our films in this state because they're based here. And couldn't you imagine in Kirkwood or I mean, there's just so many different Webster Grove, St. Charles. There are so many great places that could be home to a Hallmark movie. And I found this out. There are people that find out where Hallmark movies are filmed and then they go specifically and visit there like they're Hallmark devotees. And I just thought that was so fascinating. So you could literally go look at the neighborhood in Webster Groves that, you know, and find the house where they filmed a Hallmark movie. Wouldn't that just be amazing? So that was really exciting to have the support of Hallmark with our testimony this year.
Yeah, the repercussions, if you imagine a film, it's not just the crew coming here, but it's all the restaurateurs and the hotels and the extras, maybe SAG-AFTRAs, you know, who are fellow actors mm-hmm. here in town. So are we too late if we're one of 15 states that doesn't offer this and mm-hmm. as mentioned earlier, the other states that have already been doing this are already upping the ante. Is it too late for us to catch up?
I don't think it's too late. I'm going to bring up something that I think is interesting. So Kansas right now is actively looking at establishing a film incentive there. And we're maybe a little behind the game in terms of infrastructure and crew. We need to build that up. But in terms of productions wanting to come here, if we're seen as film friendly and we do have a comparable tax credit, we will grow the industry. We'll grow the infrastructure. We're seeing Gateway Studios building in the St. Charles area. And yes, they have sound stages for music to send concerts out and about. But they also have a sound stage that's designed that films can come in there and shoot there. So we have infrastructure that's growing now. So, yeah, we may not be like Georgia, where they have sound stages all over the place across the state, but we can get there because Georgia now beats out Hollywood in terms of film and television production. That happened very quickly over a few decades.
That's really
so. We can get there.
Wow. Appreciate both of you being with us. Thank you for all the information on KMOX today, and congratulations on what sounds like a very good day.
Thank you. I hope we'll keep updating you, and we'll be in the floor of both chambers, and then our bill will be signed by the governor in the spring, and we could have films here as early as August.
That's the voice of Michelle Davidson, president of Film in Mo, a Missouri Motion Media Association, filminmo.com. Interesting stuff.